Now it says on Shabbos, if you can't get the cover off, you'll not even break open the cover. You'll not even brush the cover off. In order to get the yarn out inside, there's a heter to do it. Is Rashi Mazeh ben Magufres Chavis. The Tanya per Chavis and Ishbro, maybe Yodim Chavis, you can bring this barrel, Umatis as Rosh HaBasayif. You can take a Sayif, a saw, and like stick in the cover of it, break the cover of it. Umalichas Mei Ochim, you put it in front of the Ochim, and you can use it on Shabbos. As Boshi Baal Tzorch as Shabbos called an Achila, it's mutter to break it. We'll see right that this is the Shaila of letting open up cans and not on Shabbos. You have a can of tuna fish, you want to open it up. Someone says, Lamas is din. You start taking the can, and you're breaking the opener of the can to get out the food inside. So here it says it's mutter. Exactly if it's mutter or not, there's a lot of shaylas about it we'll go into later. Here's not in Perakachovius later on. Here's nothing to sub here. Now, call upon him, here it's only kukul. Here the swar is you're not making a kli. Because this chovius had a shame kli before him. But you had a cover on top. So now this cover really could have got the cover off. But instead of taking the cover off, you want to break the cover in. So all you're doing is just being a kalkul. You're not making any new kli, so that's mutter. So chur here also chur, you're making the base at saver, all you're doing is just being a kalkul now. You're just breaking into your undershirt. So what's the difference between breaking into your undershirt or breaking into a barrel of wine? Amalerova pasha chilik. Zeh chibur v'zeh ein chibur. No tushtel. Why the undershirt? It's a chibur. You have one undershirt now. So when you open up to the place where you put your head through the neck, you're making a clean out. It wasn't a clean until now. Mashiach, here the barrel is a barrel by itself. No, on top of the barrel you put a cover. So this cover doesn't make the clean, doesn't make it not a clean. The clean is still called a clean. So you have a cover, something stopping you from getting into the barrel. So you're allowed to take away the stopping, since it's only a kilkul, it's mutter to take away the cover to get into the clean. Shrashi magupa, eina min achovis. The cover of the barrel is not part of the chavis atzmo. We have a fish at the book of Oyvah, though it's dovekin, it's attached, ain't a chashiv chibur. It's not to sit a mamish one piece. She really not lamed it. It's I made the cover to take off. Ah, well, I beg it, my shank, and this beggar is undershirt, because she never cool a chibur. They used to make an undershirt, weave the whole thing in straight cloth, and then you would cut a hole in the middle to put your head through. So when they weave the whole cloth, it's one cloth. Now, by making a hole to get your head to go through, that's mamash makra patish. You're doing a malach of making it a perkli. That's the chiddush.
Wouldn't that be mamash the same if I say malach by a tuna fish can?
Oh, we're not going to go to that. That's not the sugi. That's the big shayla. Someone said tuna fish is not called anything. It's not called the kli now. Because it's all solid, tied around. When you open it up, you're first making a kli right now. That's the start to answer it. Mashenkin here, the chovius has a shame kli to it. It just has a cover on top that really could get the cover off. You're too lazy now, you don't want to do it, now you'd rather break the cover in. Well, that's why it's mutter. There's a bunch of shells about it. My shells are on 10 pages on it. Right. Well, the maskoner is that some people are making, some people are machmer, whatever you want, so I'm not going to get too far. Omele Rabba, Zechib, Zechib, Zechib. Romile, Reb Yirmiyo, Reb Zeira. Reb Yirmiyo, Reb Zeira. Reb Yirmiyo, Reb Zeira. Tanan, we learned, Shlal, Shal, Kaifsin. That's shlal, that means a ring of clothing. When they used to give you socks, the moshel, to kovis, to wash, they used to put like a sew up all the socks together so it wouldn't get lost. There your mother put a bobby pin, a pin through all the socks, keep them together. So they used to sew them, make it into a rope, like put a rope around all the begadim, keep them together. That's called the shlal. Shlal shal kovisim that the washer put around. We shall shell a shem aftechas. Those you have a lot of keys, you have a string holding all the keys together. The beged should talk with the client. Or else you have a beged that's sewed together, means you have two pieces of client. You have wool and flax, and you have it sewed together. You have a chibur, two stitches going through them. It is aloha, since they're sewed together, chibur the tumor. It's called like one big beged after tumor. If a sheriff touches one side of it, the whole thing becomes tummy. Ad sheyavcha lahatil. Until you start to untie these knots, untie the rope of the kaivis, or untie the chain of keys, or untie the beged. When you start to untie it, then you have das. Not to keep it together, it's not called a chibur. Alma, we see for me, a shalei b'shas melacha nami chibur. Even though you're not the kaivis, finished washing all the socks, he finished his job, but still, kozman, he doesn't have das to take off the robe, it's still called a chibur, even though he finished using it. So Rashi shlal shal kaifsim. Darkam lishtol habagodim zeh mzeh. They used to tie all the begodim together. Ketanim mgdelim small but big. They shlal yavdu, you shouldn't lose it. You give it to the washing machine, the washer, he tied all the begodim together. Obegin shetoyfim beklein. Vein shtei chatiha shabegit semeh shetoflu b'chut shapishtin. is you have two pieces of wool that you sew together now with chutim made out of pishtim. The vaday soifel ikrit. The end is going to rip. Uli porid zemizim. Mishrim is a klayim. Because you know it's an is a klayim. Eventually you're going to take them apart. V'chein shlal shokosim. The same thing when the kovis, the washer, ties up these socks together, it's zichayim at the end to take it apart. You can't use it this way. You have to take your socks apart. So it's ayim later to rip it. Still, safety for it, afilu wachi chibul atumla. Still, kozman is there, it's called a chibur, and if one sock touches the sheretz, all the socks are tummy. Adza trashi shiaskul hatir, the maisa moitzu vede maisa. V'chivin shihiskul hatir, goli al yidei maisa, d'lav chad begadu, that breaks the chibur. If you start to untie the rope, even though you didn't untie it yet, you just started to untie it, you did a maisa, so we see now your das is not to have this chibur, it becomes a chibur. Shalei b'shas lo, because the Rashi going shalal shakayfsin. Shalei hutzrach l'shoyel loy ele mishum shas kibus. Why does the washer man put them together? Only b'shas he washes it. But when he finishes washing it, there's no purpose for them to be together. V'afilu wachi choshem lechibur rach hakibus. Kol zman, you don't have that on time, it's still called a chibur. We're minu have a cash on this now. So adin makil shos yad l'kurdim, kurdim, yad like a hammer. That used to put inside the hammer a piece of metal, a yad, used to put a handle to the hammer. Is a loch a chibul the tumah b'shas locham. Calls them on you banging with the hammer, so the wood and the metal is called the chibur. It gives it a shame kli. Now, if a sheres touches the metal, the handle also becomes tummy. Of is a diik b'shas lochin only b'shas you're banging using the hammer. Shlei b'shas loch. As soon as you put the hammer down, you finish banging. Loi, it's not called the chibur anymore. If a sheres touches the wood by itself, it won't even makabel tumah, because the wood by itself is truti kliyetz. It's not makabel tumah at all. It's only mekabel tumah if it's attached to the hatch, to the metal, it's called a hammer. Mashiach, the sheres touches the metal, only the metal will be tumah, not the wood. So you see, once it's not b'shas melacha, there's no chibur. So what's the difference between the kovis, the washman, even after you finish washing? Still we say the chibur is called a chibur, and here we say by the hammer, when you finish banging, right away we can look at those two separate pieces. O malay hosam shlei b'shas melacha, when you finish using a hammer, odem oisil azorkele ben eitzim. People like to put it away separately. You put away the top part of the hammer, the metal by itself. It's not like our hammers. Good professional hammers, you put away the metal by itself, and you put away the wood by itself, which is oimid right away to take it apart. Therefore, as soon as you're working with it, it's oimid to separate, it's called two separate things. Obahocha, mashenken, after you wash your begodim, the kaiveis, shlei b'shas melacha nami nichalei. The kaiveis, the washerman, is always nicha, that all the socks should be tied together until mamish the bottom gets back. Why? The mitnefei, loitzui, while he's keeping it, it may get dirty again. And he may have to wash him back again. Is hoda machmalu? They go and wash him the way they are. So therefore, it's a svara person is nicha for it to stay tied together until he has a ferish adas to untie it. That's why here, after the malach, it's still called a chibur. But a hammer is a derech. As soon as you finish using the hammer, you separate the handle from the hammer. Shrashi makol shleitzim biyalma. Shosi yad the kurdim shloi kavla teichoi. Chibur b'shas malach rav. Bishab yad penashib shuti kliyet. By itself, the handle is nothing. It's a piece of wood. Let the kabli tuma. Havocha beis yadu. For the rabbi yod is a whole terrace kli. Since it's called a beis yad, it's the handle for the hammer, it has a shame kli to makabli tuma. Or you oichel perik are overrated. The zorko el makal matzni akudim levadoi. People, when they finished the hammer, they put away the metal by itself and the handle by itself. But Hashem can hear the kaveh, nichalu, sheish lulim, you're happy all the socks are still tied together. They mit the fei hodam achulei, are they ashala zeh? Lutzu, they get dirty, you have to wash them over again. You nicha to wash them all wrapped together. So here the chibur still remains until you have a perish adaz to make your ois chibur. So the more besura, masnin lo, lahai shmai to tell me shmai to Reb Chizda. They learn to open this, halach in the name of Reb Chizda. Shrash lo shmai to tell, the lekamei. Man time law, the next Gemara they learn the name of Rav Chizda. The Papadisa Masni Mishmed Rav Kana. The Papadisa they learn the next Gemara the name of Rav Kana. The Yamru law and some say Mishmed Rav. The what? Man Tana the Yester Shailu, who's the Tana of Homilsa? The Yomar Rabbonin, Kol Ha Mechubaloi Hareyu Kamoyu. Who's the sheet that holds there was something Mechubar? You have two things attached together, it's sitting like one Kli, and it's Megayeta Tumam. If one part, if Sheros touches one part, those things are Tumam. Rashi, Kol ha-mechubelech goyin shlal shakayfsin. That's the last chiddush we had. When this washman sews all the socks together, kol zaman they're sewed together, it's tzibur v'chibur. Even though each sock is a beggar by itself, but now that it's tied together, the sheriff touches one sock, all of them are makabel tumah. Who holds such a chiddush? The Armin Liel Chibur. Venitma av zesh le noga bayatuma. Vila av the Chibur will have it torn. If not, it's called the Chibur will be torn. Viafa gav the nagi behind. Even though one sock is touching the other sock, the ain kli mekabatuma el meyavatuma. That's a loch of kli is only mekabatuma from an avatuma. So if you have five socks, stop touching one another, and the sheriff touches one sock, only that sock is tummy. The next sock is torn. Because the kli cannot be mekabatuma another kli. Now here we're saying, since they're sold together as to the chibur, they're all makabel tuma. So who holds the svara? If something's a chibur sold together, gives it a share like one kli. Who holds the svara? So at the Gemara Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Meir, goes according to Rav Meir. The Tanan, Beis HaPach, or Beis HaTavlin, or Beis HaNer Shebekira. A kira is a type of an oven that's an indention. You have a kli, you put the coals on the bottom, and you put two pots on top. Now in the kira, you had certain kelim there. A beis hapach has little kli where you used to warm up the oil there. They put oil there to warm up. Beis hatavlin, they put spices there. Or beis haner, you had a place that leaves in there. Sheva kira, inside the kira. Has these all small attachments to the kira. Is a locha mitam in the maga. Luich suya sheretz touches any one of these kelim or touches the kira, automatically all of them become tummy. So you see, since they're mechuba to the kira, it's sort of like one kli. Or beviyang mitam in the aver. But not mekama mi'aver. The chiddush. Aver means alocha kira is like an like a kli cheres, a kira. A kira is a kli cheres. Alocha of a kli cheres is when the cheres goes inside the aver of the kli, automatically the kli becomes tummy, and anything inside the kli is also tummy. Even though the cheres doesn't touch the side, doesn't even touch the kli cheres. That's the chiddush of aver kli cheres. When the kli cheres goes inside the aver, the kli cheres, eshtes the kli becomes tummy. And also, anything aside is also tummy. Here you don't say that though. Here these things are not called mechuba to the kli. So when the sheretz goes inside the avir, even though the kira is tummy, but these things don't become tummy. They're not called mechuba to the kira. So we'll soon see it's a stira. For maga, if a sheretz touches one of them, they all become tummy. For maga, we say they are called the kira. Just for avir, it's not called the kira. That's a stira. The Gemara will soon say, what's the pshat? We have Shimon Mitayim. Shimon holds no, there's no chibur. These are three, four different kalim. Sheres touches one. Only that's tama, not the other ones. And who are din faber also? So Rashi based the pachah, based the tavla, based the neshem kira. Kira is zoom with a telesi. You can move it around. Or mechubarin look, it's mechubit to it. Kli cheres katanim, small kli cheres. Based the pachah, Rashi mutar Hashem lashi. Put oil there to warm up. If the tumma touched the kira itself, then nitmu gamelu. If the tumma touched the bottom of these kalim, nitmu akira. If the sheretz fell into the avir of the kira, the sheretz did not touch the sides of the kira, is a lochi tameya. The kira itself is mekabel tumah. The kli cheretz the time of the avir. Of the hain torim, they remain torah. She'enem chibulo. El linyan maga the first time of the kame. It's only called the chibul these small kelim legeya to maga. If the sheretz touches them, then everything is tameh, but not to the gay of Hilchas Avir, which is a stira. How could it be one without the other? We'll soon see why. Of Rav Shimon, he says the galata shita mitayr. So Drash Rav Shimon mitayr b'magis mishla noga. It's what the sheriff didn't touch his Torah. Boyatoma the chocha kli b'yan penashi. Each kli is called a kli by itself. Amal Rav Meir kovanim chibur upligilei. See, Rav Meir holds the kol the chibur. Since these three kli are attached one to the other, even the avadi can take them apart. But now that they're attached, it's considered like one kli. So the kids said, the halacha before of a kovis, the shalal, shal kovis, the sewn up stocks from the washerman is the Reb Meir Shita. So the Moranal, a kopa Reb Meir Sapella. If Shimon holds, it's not called the chibra at all. It's not called part of the kira, these kalim. Therefore, they're separate. If a tumah touched the kira, only the kira is tumah, not these kalim. If you hold these three small kalim, this small attachment that you warm up the oil with, or you put the base of tavla and you put the spice inside it, is kikira dummy, it's attached, and it's called part of the kira. afilu bi'aver namletamli. If it's part of the kira, so even aver, even if a sheres just goes into the ear of the klicheres of this kira, whoever was ever since started should also become tamli. Why do you say this kelim ator? Ela my ilak kira dami. Ela my, it's not called a chibur. It's not called attached to the kira. Or was there afilu b'maga namletamli? So if the sheres touches one of these kelim, it should not be the other. It should not be matam of the other one. It's not called a chibur. How can you divide the two? So the Gemara Teretz says, "Yeldom takalak the kira dummy. Mid the arise takal, there's no chibur. That's not called enough of a chibur. For Rabbanim who the gozrim who, but the Rabbanim and the Rabbanim is called a chibur. It's only a tumah of the Rabbanim. For the Gemara Vaita, of the gozrim who, afilu be avin amalatame. Good, it's only mid the Rabbanim, but mid the Rabbanim is good. It's called a chibur. So even for average, it's also be called a chibur. If the sheretz goes into the ear of the kli cheretz, anything inside the kli cheretz should be mekabel tumah mid the Rabbanim akoponim." And the Gemara know of dubu rabbanan akerik yechad lo yosle misaf alei truma b'kotchim. The rabbanan wanted to make some hekir where people should know this is not a tumah midiraisa. They wanted to make some kula, some chiluk. You should know it's only midir rabbanan nafkemina. If truma touches these kelim, you don't burn the truma because midiraisa the truma is still torah. It's only tumah midir rabbanan. Therefore, the rabbanan made a kula to say it's only tumah if your cherus touches it. But if it doesn't touch you with the average staketor, ben atam midalacha before. Or shlaus shakayfsin, it's only midirabbanan that's called a chibur, and it goes according to Rameya. As Rameya holds, when something's attached, the chibur just being attached, it's called the chibur if you look at tumah midirabbanan, and therefore if a sheres touches one sock, automatically all the socks become tummy. Tanarabbanan, mispoirish shoprotin. We have the scissors made out of two pieces. You can take the two pieces apart, and now they're together. Or else there is no sharitni, also a small type of a knife. Rashi says Shemamachkim bo asacharitim, a carpenter knife. The Yizmo Sharitin is also the made out of two pieces you put together. Is Allah chibul l'tumah v'yein chibul l'hazor. This scissors, it's made out of two pieces. Now it's called a chibur for tumah. Means the sheres touches one side of the scissors, automatically the other side also become tumah. It's called like a chibur. But if it wouldn't be a chibur, we have before, even though the sheres touches one side, only that to become tameh, and that can't be matamah the other side, because ain't clean makabotun only for an avatumah. But we say no, the scissors are considered the chibur, it's considered one piece, and when the sheres touches one side of the scissors, those things is tameh. But the ain't chibur lazor, lazor means lo yitzui, the scissors touch the mace, halachu is tameh seven, and on the third day, the seventh day, you have to make azor. You have to spritz the mayim from the paradumah onto it. The lacher is, be a little mayim got on the kli, it's enough. But here, we can look at each part of the scissors of the kli by itself. And you have to have hazor on this side, and hazor on that side. For hazor, it's not called chib, it's not called one kli. You have to have like two different hazors on both sides of it. But the Gemara Monashoch, in chibberhu, if it's sitting like one piece, the scissors, afiul hazor nami. Even if you want to get tired from tumas mace, it should be enough to make hazor on one side of it. E lav chibberhu, afiul tumas nami. Even if the sheres touches one side, the other side should become torah, should remain torah. On my rova, Teretz is the vavait, the same we had before. Dva teretakem, vishas malacha chibur. Vishas to use in the scissors, since you need both pieces together. You can't use one piece by itself, it's simply chibur. Bein latuma, bein lazor. Vishas using the scissors, if a sheres touches the vats matana both. And about if you make hazor, vishas using the scissors, hazor, the mechatis, goes on one side, it's enough for both sides. Of v'shloi b'shas malacha, when you finish using the scissors, then we say any chibur. But the rice is not called a chibur, since it's able to take apart, and that you could take apart the scissors, not like our scissors. These scissors you could take apart, it's not called a chibur. Lo l'tumah v'lo lazor, not for tumah, not for zor. Shloi b'shas malacha, it's not considered like one kli, it's called separated. Now the Teretz says, v'gozo rabbonin al tumah, shloi b'shas malacha, mishum.